The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history in Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
And Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play! The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double, the Hillcats are headed to the championship series!
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Myrtle Beach and Lynchburg set for game two of this six-game series. Lynchburg taking game one last night in blowout fashion. A 13-5 win for the Lynchburg Hillcats as they improved to 2-2. And Myrtle Beach falls to 1-2. We've got a lot to get to on the pregame show. Coming up later, we'll hear from the voice of the Pelicans, Sam Wiederhaft, as he sat down with me earlier this afternoon to talk about their ball club and what to expect from their starter, Cade Horton, here this evening. But up next, after this timeout, we'll hear from the manager of the Hillcats, Jordan Smith. You're not going to want to miss it. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999. Become a member of Southpaw's free Kids Club today and receive access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hillcats baseball is moments away. Before we get to the game, it's time to hear from tonight's player focus. Here's Jason Prill.
Welcome back into the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Jason Prill here with you. Typically, this spot will be reserved for a player profile, but since we're facing the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, I thought it was important to get the voice of the Pelicans, Sam Wiederhaft, on the line with us. Sam, thank you for taking the time and joining us today.
No problem, Jason. I'm excited to be on your pregame show and just looking forward to the rest of this series.
So, Sam, taking a look back at last year, you guys had an incredible run, a dominant team. You ran into a Charleston River Dogs ball club that was insanely hot going into the playoffs. Talk to me a little bit about that run, the emotions of the dugout, and how the returning guys that are back for another year are feeling about this season.
Yeah, it was certainly a tough team to run into, but, you know, Charleston had a really talented club and just a great team all throughout 2022. But, yeah, you know, we just had a lot of talent on our team, especially in the first half. You know, we went 47-19 in that first half and ended up winning the South Division first half championship and beating Charleston by one. And, you know, that's kind of what happens, right? You have a lot of talent on your team that do well, and they get moved up. So just a lot of our roster got promoted to South Bend, especially our starting rotation. And then South Bend ends up winning the Midwest League Championship. And, of course, we run into that Charleston team and lose in two games in the South Division Championship. But, I can tell you the guys that are returning this year they're hungry. They got the experience they got from last year and got to be a part of a winning ball club and got to see what that whole experience was like. So we have 19 players that were on that 2022 roster that are returning for this season, whether it was playing full season like Jozan Okendo, one of our relievers, or Pedro Ramirez, who only played the last 10 games. We have a kind of a different levels of experience there, but everybody's just kind of trying to chase those wins, and the 2022 team certainly did a lot of that.
So take me through the roster that you guys have put together for this season. Who are some of the names that fans need to be looking out for?
Well, certainly, I think the starting pitcher tonight, Cade Horton, is kind of the big name that jumps off the page. The first-round pick by the Cubs last year, 7th overall, comes out of Oklahoma and just absolutely dominated in his appearances in the College World Series. That really put him on the map and made him a few million dollars. Now he's in a Pelicans uniform to start up his Cubs organization tenure. Christian Hernandez, who hit a home run last night, he's getting going here in Myrtle Beach at the single-A level. He's the number 10th Cubs prospect by MLB Pipeline. So he was an international free agent signing in 2021. And, you kind of look at his biography, and people are already comparing his size and his talent to, Alex Rodriguez, Manny Machado, and you kind of throw those names out there. So he's being compared to that. But certainly off to a good start here in Myrtle Beach. Just a few other guys. Moises Ballesteros comes in as the number 20 prospect by MLB Pipeline. He played with the Pelicans from August on last year and really impressed in his 20 or 30 games in a Pelicans uniform. So he's back to start off this year. Pedro Ramirez as well. He's the number 22 prospect by MLB Pipeline and just a really talented second baseman that has a lot of good contact skills at the plate and doesn't chase too much. So he's going to be exciting to watch as the season goes on. But you got a good mix on this Pelicans team of some experienced players paired with some players that are making their single-A debuts at really young ages and, just come in pretty inexperienced, but it's going to be fun to see how they progress throughout the year.
Well, then take me through tonight's starter, Cade Horton, making his pro ball debut here in Lynchburg, the first-round draft pick by the Cubs a season ago. What can we expect to see from him this evening?
Well, I hope you see his slider quite a bit because that's the pitch that really, like I said, put him on the map and got him noticed by the Cubs and moved him all the way up to that 7th overall pick. But Cade's story is so just interesting because you really don't have a lot of numbers on him. He didn't play at all in 2021. He was out with an injury. He came to Oklahoma originally as a two-sport player. He was on the football team with the quarterbacks. And then also on the baseball team. Now, he gave up football and decided to do just baseball, but he was still being a two-way player in 2022, playing, I believe, some third base and pitching as well. And really just toward the end of last year, he just broke out. He learned how to pitch his slider in the Big 12 tournament, and that brought him all the way through to the College World Series, where he just had some massive games, the biggest one being a 13-strikeout game against Ole Miss in that final series. That was the most strikeouts in a men's college World Series final series game. So really intrigued to see what we see from Cade. I don't know what his inning limit's going to be. I'm not sure how much he's going to pitch, but just a really interesting story and excited to get to watch him in a Pelicans uniform for the first time.
We are as well. Sam, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us, and hopefully at some point we'll actually get to meet in person.
That's right, Jason. Hey, man, have a great call, and thanks for having me on.
No problem. That was Sam Wiederhaft with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. When we come back, though, first pitch right after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. to check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
It's almost time for first pitch in Lynchburg. But first, it's time to hear the pregame thoughts from manager Jordan Smith. Once again, here's Jason Prill.
Welcome back into the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Jason Prill here with the manager of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jordan Smith. Jordan, taking a look back at last night, offensive onslaught, 13 runs throughout the course of the game, but a great start from Bronny Munoz really got things going for your squad. What did he do well throughout the game?
Yeah, I mean, from pitch one, Munoz just came out there and attacked hitters. He got all his pitches working early. But he just came out with energy. He attacked and he came out and trusted his game plan.
And then taking a look at the hitting side of baseball, you guys had some great at-bats, I think specifically of Nate Furman and Wilfredo Antunez, guys who put up long ABs, fought off a lot of pitches, and then put the ball in play and got on base. What was their strategy going up to the plate, or maybe the team strategy game plan that allowed them to work deep into counts and face a lot of pitches?
Yeah, I think it was just that patience. They had really good pitch selection last night, and then they just continued to look for pitches that they could put in play and put in play hard. So I think that was really the approach, is just really shrink down the zone and make the pitcher come to them and look for pitches that they could handle.
Speaking of guys who can get on base, guys who take good at-bats, Guy Lipscomb put together a pretty solid game. A lot of speed on the base pass. What kind of threat does he provide for your team?
Yes, I mean, he's kind of like a wild horse. I joke with him all the time in the regard that he plays with his hair on fire. He plays hard. He hustles balls out. He's always a threat when he's on base. He's a lot of fun to watch. He's a lot of fun to see roam the outfield, and then definitely hitting. And once he's on base, he's a big threat.
So taking a look at tonight, Austin Peterson on the mound, making his first career pro ball start. What can we expect from him? Tall right-hander.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he just goes out there, just kind of cherishes the moment. You'll never forget that first professional start. But, yeah, he's definitely going to attack hitters. He'll go after them with his stuff, and he won't back down. So you'll see a guy that'll go out there and compete.
Awesome. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
That was Jordan Smith, the manager of the Lynchburg Hillcats. When we come back, we'll hear the play-by-play voice of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the pregame show for Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium on a beautiful Wednesday evening in the Hill City. Jason Prill here with you, bringing you all the action as the Hillcats taking the field out in front of us. As Jordan Smith exchanging the lineup cards with Corey Ray, the bench coach for Myrtle Beach. As we take a look at tonight's umpires, Travis Brewer, last night's home plate umpire, will be out in the field. William Ward III, the home plate umpire, as they will be calling the balls and strikes. Between these two teams in game number two. Teams have taken the field, so now we are going to step aside for the national anthem.
Please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the presentation of our nation's colors presented by the Liberty ROTC. We ask that you remain standing for our national anthem, and until the colors have been retired, singing of our national anthem tonight will be Tim Neely.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
What's his name?
The colors have been retired, and that means it's time for baseball in the Hill City. Lynchburg and Myrtle Beach coming up in just a few moments. Right now, let's take a moment to set the defense for the Lynchburg Hillcats. It'll be Angel Zarate in left, Wilfredo Antunez in center, Lexer Sadui out in right field, Mike Coyedo at third. Jose Devers, a late afternoon addition to the lineup, will be back at short tonight. Nate Furman at second, and Mark Felia over at first with Manuel Mejias behind the plate. For Austin Peterson. Peterson, 6'6", 198 pounds, wearing number 49 from Valparaiso, Indiana. He was drafted last year in round 9, the 54th pick of the draft. Tallest pitcher on the team, was the team captain at UConn, where he played his college ball. Began his career at Purdue before transferring over to the Huskies. And now he dons the green and blue of the Hillcats colors. Peterson will face a lineup that looks a little like this for Myrtle Beach. Leading off, the center fielder, Parker Chavers. Batting second, the designated hitter, Christian Franklin. Hitting third, the shortstop, Rafael Morel. Batting fourth and hitting cleanup, the left fielder, Andy Gariola. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jefferson Encarnacion. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Felix Stevens. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ravaj Garcia. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Reginald Preciado. And catching and hitting ninth, Miguel Pabon. Those are the nine that will go up against Peterson as he gets his career underway with the strike on the bottom half of the zone. 6:30 first pitch right on the dot. It's a gorgeous day, 78 degrees at first pitch. As that just missed a little bit wide, one ball and a strike. Last two ball games, beautiful weather. As this pitch is popped up foul and out of play, that'll find the seats. Chavers led off last night's game. Picked up one hit, one for five on the night. As we have a pitch clock warning, it'll be 2-2. Peterson, another long look in, now into the motion. As it lined back to center field, Antunez settles underneath it, makes the grab, one away. That'll bring up Christian Franklin, the designated hitter. Yesterday, Franklin tripled and scored in the sixth inning as part of a three-run six that got the Pelicans on the board. He takes a big breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Pelicans were held hitless until that sixth inning as he ropes one into left field, but right at Zarate, who takes a little bunny hop and makes the grab for out number two. Two quick outs for Peterson, but solid contact coming from the Pelicans. In the top half of the first inning. First pitch to Morel is in there for a called strike. Peterson pounding the zone early on. Only one ball. The 0-1. That one just a bit in tight. 1-1. As soon as I say that, I jinx him. Fastball, changeup, slider, curveball are the four pitches that Peterson works with as this one is grounded into right field as Morel went the opposite direction and found a gap between first and second for a two-out single. So unlike last night, Pelicans were able to reach base right and early. Didn't get their first base runner until the fifth on a walk. Then an error. Couldn't do anything with it. Strike one to Gariola. Peterson now working out of the stretch. First we've seen him in this position tonight. Pulled the string on it. A nice slider at 79 for strike two. He does have quite the long stretch, so if Morel were to run, he would be able to get a big jump. Pickoff move, as Peterson was thinking exactly what I was. And it looked like Morel may have been leaning, but the throw was just a little bit too high. That Felia going to bring it down in time. The 0-2 up and away. One ball, two strikes. Didn't chase. Infield pulled over toward third. Runner fakes toward second. A little dribbler right out in front of home plate. Just stopped about 2 feet in front of the bag. Mejias scoops it up, flips onto first to end the inning. as Pelicans get a base runner, but can't move him over as we head to the bottom half of the first in a scoreless ball game here in Lynchburg.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
We heard from Jordan Smith before the ball game this evening as I asked him about Nate Furman and Wilfredo Antunez, who put together some solid at-bats, and they're going to need it here this evening again as they take on Cade Horton. Horton, the first-round draft pick of the Chicago Cubs in 2022. As did not pitch in 21, but he did pitch last year, and he really came alive in postseason play. On the year at Oklahoma, he went 5-2 with a 4.86 ERA in just under 54 innings. Gave up 29 earned runs, 15 walks, 64 strikeouts. As he's making his pro ball debut, a highly anticipated prospect for the Cubs. That's the right-hander to take on the lefty in Furman. Furman takes a called strike, and the career for Cade Horton has officially begun. Horton back into the motion. This is a bit wide, 95 on the fastball, 1-1. Cade Horton, the fourth overall prospect for the Chicago Cubs. As this one grounded straight into the dirt, going to be a tough play as Furman hustles down the line. But Horton hops on it and retires Furman for out number one. Going to bring up the left fielder, Angel Zarate. Zarate played his college ball at North Carolina. We didn't see him last night in the lineup. We did see his teammate, Sean Rapp, as he came on in relief. As Zarate from Reidsville, North Carolina, takes a call at strike 0-1. Zarate watches that one in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Horton relies heavily on his slider. That's the pitch that has made him known as really didn't burst onto the scene until the Big 12 tournament with Oklahoma. And then once College World Series begun, he became a household name in the baseball circles. 2-1 to Zarate, one away in a scoreless bottom half of the first inning. Chopped foul for strike two. The 2-0. Jammed back behind the netting as Zarate stays alive. Full count. Horton, the long look in, now he fires. Half-hearted swing in the dirt, tough play for Pabon as it was right underneath the umpire. But Zarate is gunned down trying to get to first. First strikeout of the career for Cade Horton comes in the first inning of tonight's ballgame. Got him to chase a pitch in the dirt. Juan Benjamin stepping in. First pitch to him is a slider in the dirt for ball one. Four-pitch arsenal, four-seam, slider, changeup, curveball. Swung through that one, one ball and a strike. Horton stands at 6'1", 211. Above the belt. Two balls and a strike. Two-one pitch. Big fastball blew it by him. Two balls and two strikes to Benjamin. As Horton trying to work a 1-2-3 first. The 2-2. Fouled away, and Benjamin will stay alive. Another slider in the dirt again. Benjamin offered at it and will be retired again on the ball in the dirt. As the inning comes to a close, Cade Horton picks up two strikeouts in the first as the Hillcats go 1-2-3. We head to the second, scoreless in the Berg.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Encarnacion, Stevens, and Garcia, the three due up for Myrtle Beach in this half inning. Scoreless ball game as we head to the top of the second inning in Lynchburg. Had a beautiful night for opening day. Great crowd on hand. Over 2,500 people in the ballpark to watch the Hillcats put up 13 on the Pelicans as they were carried by a six spot in the third inning. And from there, they did not look back. Every time Myrtle Beach put runs on the board, Lynchburg matched it or did better. And that's just backbreaking for a team that's trying to claw their way back in. Jefferson Encarnacion steps in. He fouls it back to the screen for strike one. Already, though, tonight, a little bit of a different strategy in the defensive positioning. We've seen both third base and second base pulled over deep into their respective holes. This one up the middle, tough play past the outstretched arm of Devers as he went back up the middle for a leadoff single. And that's the danger of such an extreme shift with the new shift rules. You don't have anyone hovering off the bag over near second for a ball hit up the middle. If the shortstop is not just to the left of the bag, it's tough to get to any ball hit up the middle. First pitch to Stevens. It's a strike. Stevens over at first base tonight. Was in left field yesterday. Doubled and struck out twice. As he got something on his glove, I believe. The 0-1. Another fastball, strike two. Runner on first, nobody out. The 0-2. Fastball above the belt. Stevens goes after it. and strikes out for the first strikeout of Austin Peterson's career. Good hard fastball above the zone, and Steven's eyes lit up. Ravage Garcia. Watch a throw over to first. Nothing doing. Bunt attempt back to the mound. Peterson hops on it, throws on a first just in time as Garcia was hustling up the line. Peterson did a good job as he was expecting the drag bunt, but it went in the opposite direction. And he was able to pounce on it and retire Garcia, but not before Encarnacion moves into scoring position on the sacrifice. Reginald Preciado to be the batter. Runner on second, two away. Ground ball up the middle. No attempt from Furman on the dive as the Pelicans will strike first. A large turn for Preciado, and nobody's covering the bag, so he's just dancing off of first. He makes his way back, but not before. Pelicans find themselves ahead 1-0 on the RBI single for Reginald Preciado. Preciado, that is his first RBI of the year. Miguel Pabon to step in. Taken above the belt for ball one. And that's another one where if the defense wasn't shifted over, they might have been able to end the inning without a run. Another throw over. A little bit closer that time. But the defense really pulled in either direction depending on the hitter. A couple times they found the gap where nobody is at. 2-0. And that's just a good approach by Myrtle Beach to stick with it. And be comfortable taking what you're given. 2-1. Three balls in the strike as that one was down and away to Pabon. Runner on first. Two away. 1-0 lead for Myrtle Beach. Runner breaks. Big cut. Foul tipped into the glove. They don't throw down. That'll be a stolen base for Preciado. A 3-2 slider popped up back behind and out of play. As Pabon stays alive. The reason the runner didn't have to go back to first base, it was a foul tip into the glove. It's taken more as a strike than a foul tip. 3-2. Got him looking. Pabon made a move toward first, but the umpire said, make your way back to the dugout. Runner stranded on second. Myrtle Beach puts a run on the board, though, as Lynchburg will have some work to do down by one as we head to the bottom half of the second inning.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Happy birthday!
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the Ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Mi nombre es José Debe, Infield, está escuchando Hishka.
Wilfredo Antunez to lead things off in the bottom half of the second inning as the Hillcats find themselves down 1-0 after the Pelicans struck first in the top half of the second inning. Hillcats 0-1 when they score second on the season. Cade Horton pitched a 1-2-3 first behind two strikeouts on some nasty sliders that the Lynchburg hitters just could not lay off. But if there's one guy that's going to, it'll be Wilfredo Antunez, as he put up some excellent at-bats last night, fighting pitches off and extending at-bats. 1-0 as that ball was in the dirt. We saw it yesterday. His approach definitely changes the deeper into the account the at-bat goes. 2-0 is that one above the belt. Antunez, up until two strikes, takes healthy cuts. After that, he has a true protection swing. 3-0. It's more of just sticking the bat out there and hoping to make contact and foul it off. And spoil it until he can get one he can put in play and do some damage. 3-1 as he was taking all the way. Three-one pitch from Horton. Antunez watching that one go by, almost treating this as a leadoff batter of the ball game, trying to see as many pitches as possible as Horton worked quickly through the first. Payoff pitch, and Antunez able to foul it away. Good slider. Antunez spoiled it. Payoff pitch. Grounder over towards second. Garcia, sidearm flip to first, one away. I'm going to bring up Mike Coyedo. Coyedo, the 5'11 switch hitter from Santiago, Dominican Republic, over at third base tonight, will be in the rotation at first. He takes down and away ball one. However, he was a converted shortstop, so he understands that side of the infield. Fights this one off foul, 1-1. Coyedo with an RBI to his name, adding 167 after the weekend in Fredericksburg. Had the night off yesterday. Another one fought off, 1-2. Two-strike pitch from Horton. Down and away, didn't get the call. Went back with the slider. 2-2. That seems to be his strikeout pitch. If you're the Hillcats, you may want to start laying off of it. Another one there, the check swing appeal. And they say he went around. Coyedo retired on strikes. Thanks to Travis Brewer down at first. It looked almost as if he was bringing the bat forward to avoid the back foot slider. Almost in protection. They say he went around. Down and away, ball one to Manuel Mejias. The 1-0. Downstairs, ball two. Mejias, four RBIs on the season. Had a couple yesterday as well. Slider finds the zone, 2-1. That's his comfort pitch. Pretty safe to say. As as Mejias fouls it away. Two balls and two strikes. So once again, Horton on the verge of a 1-2-3 inning with a 1-0 lead. The 2-2. In the dirt again, Mejias offered at it, bounces away from Pavon, but he hops on it for the third time. A drop third strike results in and out. A 1-2-3 inning for Cade Horton, his second of the ball game, as we head to the third, 1-0 in favor of Myrtle Beach.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For 140 years, the Lynchburg Fire Department has been serving and protecting our local community. On Saturday, April 15th, the Lynchburg Hillcats want to give back and celebrate the fire department's 140-year anniversary. Join us at 6:30 p.m. as the Hillcats take on Myrtle Beach to celebrate 140 years of saving lives. Come show your support and gratitude to our local heroes by purchasing your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Austin Peterson back on the mound for the third inning. Trailing 1-0 after the RBI single by Preciado in the top half of the second inning. We have a fun week ahead of us at the ballpark tomorrow, Thirsty Thursday. Discounted drinks and drafts all night long. On Friday, we anticipate another good crowd as should have some decent weather. Saturday, we're honoring Lynchburg Fire Department's 140 years of service with a fireworks show and some fireman-themed games. First pitch to Chavers in there for a strike, 0-1. He lined out to center field in his first trip. This one in the gap between first and second into right field, and he leads off the third inning with a base hit. Not sure what the fireman-themed games will be, but with a fireworks show and a chance to honor those who serve and protect our local community, I don't think you'd want to be anywhere else in the Hill City. Runner breaks for second as pitch is fouled away. It looked like he caught a piece of the bat of Franklin and it knocked it in and out of the glove of Mejias. So the runner will have to go back to first. Chavers had a good jump, realizing that Peterson has a long windup. Nevertheless, it's 0-1. See if they send him again. Chavers, without a stolen base on the season. They throw over, nothing doing. Myrtle Beach only has 3 total stolen bases on the year. Hillcats, on the other hand, have 10. Different strategy. Runner breaks again. The pitch is up high. The throw down by Mejias. The tag. Got him! Furman pulled up the line, slapped the tag on the back of Chavers, and Mejias with a strong throw retires the runner for out number one. I think everyone in the ballpark knew he was going to try again. It was just a matter of time. 1-1. Slider in there for strike two. 1-2. Up and in, leaned him out of the way a little bit, 2-2. Peterson shaking off a lot of signs before finally moving into the motion. Pop-up on the infield, ranging over his Furman, backpedaling, losing it in the sun, and almost with his glove up against the grass, makes the grab for out number two. It appeared to be easy when it came off the bat, but we mentioned that sun yesterday and how many problems it causes for first and second. Because it is blinding squarely into your eyes. Rafael Morel takes the ball up high. We saw Furman struggling with it there yesterday. The Hillcats benefited on a few pickoff errors from the Pelicans. 1-1. At least two of them, to be exact. A grand total of four for Myrtle Beach last night. Popped up right side. Felia ranging over as he will let it fall into the party deck. Strike two. Felia yesterday made a nice play, reaching over into the stands to grab a foul ball for an out. The 1-2, down and away. Morel holds. 2-2. Tried to get him to chase a slider. Did not want to offer at it. The 2-2. Ground ball up the middle into center field, and that's another base hit for the Pelicans. As Morel rounds first, he'll hold there. Fifth hit of the night for Myrtle Beach. Yesterday, they had eight hits total. They have five in the first three innings here tonight. Andy Gariola, he squibbed one right in front of home plate as this one is grounded right up the middle, and the Pelicans are timing them up well. From Peterson, throw back to second as Morel took a huge turn. That's back-to-back base hits, and now Peterson will have to work himself out of a jam. Three hits in the inning. Hillcats down 1-0. That's Jefferson Encarnacion stepping in. Takes upstairs, ball one. Encarnacion batting .375. Only making his third appearance of the season. Up and away, two balls and no strikes. Crucial moment in the early innings of tonight's ball game. Peterson up over 40 pitches. Ground ball knocked off the glove of Peterson, and everybody will be safe as Devers could not field it cleanly, and now the bases are loaded. It's going to be a tough play no matter what happened. Felix Stevens with an opportunity to really put the pressure on Lynchburg with a base knock as Tony Arnold is going to make his way to the mound to talk to Peterson. Mentioned Peterson making his debut in professional baseball. Early test for the right-hander. Stevens struck out. Last inning. Peterson would like to replicate that here in this at-bat. Every hit in this inning has been barreled up. But everything's been on the ground. Pelicans not trying to lift anything in the air. They're just finding holes. Smooth, solid contact. That was the story for Lynchburg yesterday. Myrtle Beach replicating that in the early innings tonight off of Peterson. First pitch to Stevens. Slider misses in tight. Mejias holding on to it for a long time. Wondering where that one missed. Fouled back. Stevens had a hanger that he just missed. 1-1. Stevens, 6'4", 235. The 1-1. Down and away. Two balls and a strike. Nowhere to put him. Pitch. Pulled the string way out in front with Stevens as his eyes lit up on a ball that he thought would hang in the zone. 2-2. Peterson, a strike away from getting out of the jam he created. Slider never slid. Full count. Runners will get a head start with two away. The 3-2. Fouled back. And the battle will continue. Nobody warming up in the Hillcats bullpen. The pitch. Slider inside. No call. All four as Stevens draws a close walk. Peterson with a long look in as he disagrees with the call. Bases remain loaded for Ravaz Garcia. As he fouls one back in the first pitch for strike one. That one was close. The home plate umpire with a tight strike zone here tonight. The 0-1. Hold the string. Strike two. Now he has some room to play with them. But a 2-0 lead for Myrtle Beach. The 0-2 pitch. Got him to chase upstairs, and the inning comes to a close. Peterson kind of gives a look at the umpire as he makes his way back to the dugout, but he worked himself out of a jam, only allowing one run with the bases loaded. We'll be back with the bottom half of the third inning right after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Lynchburg with some work to do as they find themselves down 2-0, and Cade Horton already with four strikeouts on the night. Looks in complete command in his pro ball debut. Jason Prill here with you as Myrtle Beach and Lynchburg square off for game two of this six-game set. Back with you again tomorrow night, 6:30 first pitch. It'll be the bottom third of the order, Devers, Sadui, and Falia. Devers had himself a nice game yesterday. A great defensive play at short. And then a bases-clearing 3-RBI double down the left field line. To give Lynchburg a lead they would keep for good. in the zone. Strike two. Devers will have to protect. This is where we've seen the slider from Horton. Saw it again there. A high chopper toward third. Tough play. Barehanded on to first. Not in time. Devers was hustling down the line. Preciado gave it a chance as he charged, but a little too slowly chopped for him to do anything with it. So Devers reaches with an infield single. As Luxor Sidhui will step in. Sidhui in right field tonight. As fastball misses off the side of the plate. Corners pulled in. Middle infield double play depth. We'll see if Lynchburg tries to run, knowing Myrtle Beach struggled with the sun yesterday. 2-0. As that corner of the plate has not been given by William Ward III. Stevens covering his eyes over at first as Devers takes his lead. 2-0, slider found the zone, 2-1. No hint from Devers that he's trying to run in this at-bat. He takes off now, though, as this pitch in the dirt. Good scoop by the catcher. The throw down not in time. Pabon did everything right. Devers just slid in under the tag, and the double play is no longer in order. For Devers, that's his first stolen base of the at-bat. And the Hillcats continue to be committed to aggressive base running. The 3-1 to Sidhui. Swung at a high fastball. Swing over top of it. And the count goes full. Now Sidhui's job is just to move the runner 90 feet closer to third. Payoff pitch. As he fought it off, back into the netting, and stays alive. Kalia in the on-deck circle. Still looking for his first hit of the year. Payoff pitch to Sidhui. Blew it by him at 96. Another strikeout for Horton, his fifth. Big first out as Mark Folio will step in. Lynchburg trailing by two in the bottom of the third inning. Devers stands at second as Folio takes a called strike. Shadows beginning to play a factor for those on the infield creeping toward the mound. The 0-1 in the dirt, good block by Pabon. First time we've seen the stretch from Cade Horton. The 1-1. Grounder. Foul. 1-2. Right off the end of the bat. And just dribbled into the left-handed batter's box. The 1-2 to Folia. Jam shot center field, charging in on his Chaver. It's going to be a tough play. Slides, can't make the grab as it lands in front of him. Devers, with nobody covering second, was able to maintain a few steps off. He takes off towards third, and now there's runners at the corners with only one away. Chavers gave it a shot, but had to go into a slide and just couldn't get there. He did his job and knocked it down and didn't let it get too far past him. But it would have been hard for Lynchburg to score. As now, we're going to get a pitching change in the third inning. So Kate Horton goes 2 1/3 in his debut, picking up 5 strikeouts as Myrtle Beach will turn to the bullpen. Solid outing for Cade Horton, but he is responsible for the runners aboard. We'll be right back with more after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit lynchburg-hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Cade Horton will end his day with runners at the corners. We wondered how long he would get into the ball game as they're trying to ease him into professional baseball, and given his injury history at Oklahoma being out all of 2021, they decide to play precaution and turn it over to Jack Aldrich. Aldrich, a returner on the team. Actually, excuse me. He was elsewhere in the Carolina League with the Columbia Fireflies, the Kansas City Royals affiliate a year ago. He has now latched on with Chicago and Myrtle Beach. A right-hander, fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, changeup, sinker. That's right, he has 6 different pitches. 5'11", 2'0", for the lefty. Went 4-0 with a 3.95 last year with Columbia. 19 earned runs, 14 walks, 42 strikeouts. Had a career high in innings pitched last season against Lynchburg when he went 2.3 2/3 innings in this ballpark. As Nathan Furman will step in with runners at the corners and only one away. Down and away, ball one. Horton is on the hook for Devers at third and Felia at first. 1-0 in the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes. And you have to wonder how deep Myrtle Beach's bullpen can go in the next couple of ball games. They used 5 pitchers yesterday after Michael Arias was knocked around. Down and away, 3-0, and this may be an intentional walk with Furman being a patient hitter and a guy who knows how to work counts. The 3-0 from Aldrich. Over the heart of the plate, 3-1. Zarate waits on deck. If he can get up, double play would end the inning. Down and away, ball 4, and Furman draws the walk. And Zarate, 0-1 on the day with an opportunity to potentially tie the ball game. A ball in the gap could score Felia from second. With the aggressive base running of Jordan Smith and the Hillcats, he may warrant sending him right back to the mound. Line drive caught by the pitcher on to third. Inning over. Aldrich just stuck his glove up against his side, made the grab, and had the awareness to retire Devers at third on the double play. Just what the doctor ordered, and the inning comes to a close. As Lynchburg can't do anything with bases loaded and one away. We step aside. We'll be back with more in the top of the fourth. Right after this timeout.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
Lynchburg has the benefit of starting a little bit before everybody else, so not many other games deep into the ballgame. Most of them just getting underway in the Carolina League. Columbia and Charleston scoreless in the top of the second inning. That one headed to the bottom half. In Charleston, Augusta and Down East, they're scoreless in the top of the second as well. In the bottom half of the first inning, Fayetteville with runners on second and third and nobody out against Fredericksburg. Earlier today, Salem knocked off Carolina as the Red Sox improved to 3-2. Carolina falling to 1-3. As Peterson back on the mound for another inning of work. First pitch is inside to Preciado. Squares around, tries to bunt it down the third base line with the infield pulled over. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Fouled away, strike two. Fouled right at the plate. And Preciado stays alive. Preciado already with an RBI on the afternoon. Drove home Encarnacion in the second to give Myrtle Beach the lead. Two-strike pitch from Peterson. Up and away, 2-2. Grounded foul. And the at-bat will continue. Peterson approaching 60 pitches. And it looks like there is somebody warm down in the Hillcats bullpen. The 2-2. Slider. Rung him up. Sit down. See you later. Peterson picks up another strikeout. His fourth of the afternoon. As Miguel Pavon will step in. He struck out looking in his last trip to the plate. Takes a pitch just upstairs for ball one. In tight, I think that may have nicked him off the elbow pad, and Pabon will make his way down to first. Another base runner. As they have had a base runner in every inning so far. Top of the order, Chavers stepping in. His third trip to the plate. We're in the top of the fourth. 2-0 lead for Myrtle Beach. Down and away, ball one. Slap back, 1-1. That's only the second time a Hillcat has hit a batter. The other one belonging to Zach Jacobs against Fredericksburg. Runner holds, slapped into left field. Zarate broke back initially. He'll range in, make the grab for out number two. Christian Franklin will step in with two away. Timeout is called and a late signal. All right, then. Babone will make his way down to second. Franklin on first. After I didn't quite catch what the umpire ruled, it looked like some sort of violation. But it'll be Rafael Morel with two on and two away. Oh, they say hit him. Strike one. I couldn't tell what happened. Because the ball didn't move very much, and I didn't hear any contact. But I guess it nicked him. Second hit batter of the inning. The 0-1, a slider popped up left center field. Zarate waving everybody off. Will make the grab, and the inning comes to a close. So Myrtle Beach gets two aboard via the hit-by-pitch, but can't do anything with them as they leave them stranded, but hold a 2-0 lead. We'll be right back with the bottom half of the fourth inning after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with a Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or undated voucher pack, and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcat's mini plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
We'll see if Lynchburg can have a little bit more success against Jack Aldrich than they did against Cade Horton. Aldrich came on in relief, walked the first batter he faced, and then got, I don't want to say lucky, because that will discredit the play he made, but he had a line drive that just found his glove next to his hip, and he was able to turn two and end the frame with the bases loaded. But that was the first barreled ball of the night by the Hillcats. So a sign of life as they threatened and made solid contact. It's the little things. Juan Benjamin stepping in. Takes a called strike, 0-1. And this is where you benefit from having so many switch hitters in your lineup. The 0-1. Chopped foul for strike two. You prepared to face a righty in Cade Horton. Didn't know how long he would be able to go. And when they bring in the lefty, almost all of your lineup can switch over and adjust, and you still have that advantage. The 0-1 is fouled back to the screen. Excuse me, the 0-2. And Ben Hameen stays alive. Nobody aboard. 2-0 lead for Myrtle Beach on this Wednesday afternoon in the Hill City. Down and in. Good block by Pabon. Unnecessary block because nobody was on base, but practice makes perfect. Should be another beautiful sunset. 1-2. Got him to chase a pitch way outside the zone. One away. He was swinging no matter what that pitch was. Wilfredo Antunez will step in. Sun beginning to set behind the Blue Ridge Mountains in left field. Up and in. Backed Antunez out of the way for ball one. Bit of a warning shot from Aldrich. And right back in the zone, 1-1. Just makes you a little bit more off balance if you're the hitter and you see one come right at the dome. Don't step in with as much confidence. 1-1, tried to wrap the inside corner. Didn't get the call. 2-1. Tight slider. Almost looked like my golf shot. Hooking right back into the zone. The 2-2. Antunez able to fight it off. Another good slider. And Antunez out in front. And that's the swing we saw yesterday, where he just kind of flings his bat out there, hopes to make contact and stay alive. Doesn't want to put it in play until he gets one that he can. The 2-2. Down and away. Full count. And that's why the Guardians are so impressed with his bat. Because he's able to do things like that and work ABs. Payoff pitch, down and away, no call. As Aldrich was doing his strikeout strut around the mound, but Antunez will take a strut down to first. As Mike Coyedo will get his opportunity with one away and a runner aboard. Second walk for Aldrich since he came in last frame. Fouls back the first pitch for strike one. Hillcats struggling to put the ball in play. A lot of strikeouts. Six on the afternoon. Down and away. That's Coyota. Lays off. In the dirt, good block by Pabon. That time it was necessary. Antunez without a stolen base. And with the lefty facing him, it's a little bit harder to pick up that jump. The 2-1. Foul tipped at the plate. Check a first. And a sharp grounder foul right at the first row of seats on the third baseline. No netting past the dugout at Bank of the James Stadium. So those in those open-air seats need need to be paying attention at all times. The 2-2 didn't get the call. Another pitch that just missed the zone, and the count goes full. Runner on first, one away, the payoff pitch. Upstairs, ball four. Another close pitch and another walk for Lynchburg. And we'll have a new hitter as Mejias' day is done. And Zach Fascia will take over. In tight and hit him. Tried to run it in tight and it never came back around the plate. As now the bases are loaded and one away. And after retiring the first batter of the inning, he's loaded it up without the Hillcats having to put one in play. And you feel bad for Fascia, who just entered into the ball game. The first pitch he sees runs in and drills him square in the back. That's the first time a Hillcat has been hit. As Jose Devers will step in. One away, bases loaded, corners pulled in. As Devers takes a healthy cut at strike one, trying to catch Aldrich pumping it in the zone. Lynchburg down by two. And now Devers down two strikes. Can't leave this inning empty-handed. Bottom of the fourth. The 0-2. Devers fights it off. Two-strike pitch from Aldrich. Driven to center field, Chavers charging in on it. Not deep enough, though, as the runners will have to hold a high throw right at the catcher. What a gun down on Tunez by a mile. Now it'll be up to Lexer Sadui if the Hillcats want to put a run on the board this inning. Sadui, 0 for 1. Now down 0-1 in the count. Sadui came into yesterday with the highest batting average on the team. It has dipped to 231. As he fights that one off for strike two. Bases loaded, two away. Aldrich trying to work out of the jam. Ground ball up the middle, charged by Garcia. He'll have to go to first and in time, and the inning comes to a close. Another bases loaded situation that Aldrich finagles his way out of. As we head to the fifth, Lynchburg trailing 2-0.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Austin Peterson's day is done after four innings of work. Seven hits, two runs, both were earned, one walk and four strikeouts for the young right-hander making his debut as Jack Jasiak will take over on the mound for Lynchburg. Jasiak, 6'1", 198 from Naperville, Illinois. Years of age for the right-hander. Last week against Fredericksburg, he went two innings, two hits, one run. It was earned, three strikeouts, and one walk. He has not pitched since opening day. He works fastball, changeup, slider, curveball, anywhere between 93 and 78 miles an hour. So the right-hander will be tasked with keeping this a two-run game in the middle innings as we've reached the fifth here in Lynchburg. Fascia remaining in the ball game behind the plate. Jasiak, a product of South Florida, was drafted in the 12th round last year by Cleveland, pick 361. Andy Gariola will step in. He swings at the first pitch for strike one. Strike two. And I said he was born in Naperville, Illinois. That was a bit deceiving as he spent most of his life in Florida. He moved there at the age of five. Two-strike pitch, fouled back. And Gariola will stay alive. And then obviously he went to college in Florida. That's the two-strike pitch. Hold it, 2-2. So he only spent the early portion of his life in Naperville. But nevertheless, that's what they put on the information sheet. The 1-2. Line drive, leaping grab by Coyedo at third for out number one. Coyedo didn't rush himself on the jump. We've seen that a couple times here in Lynchburg where the third baseman will get a little bit too antsy and jump early. But he waited back on it, timed it perfectly as Encarnacion takes a called strike. And there's one away. The 0-1 in tight, and that got a piece of Encarnacion as a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Third hit batter of the ball game. And I'm not sure. May have gotten a piece of his hand as he extended it out over home plate. Gets the all clear. So a bit of erratic stuff in these last few innings. High drive left field and goodbye. Stevens will touch them all on a two-run shot on a hanging slider from Jasiak. And Myrtle Beach with a 4-0 lead in the fifth. One away, four-run deficit for Lynchburg. And now those runs that they left on base in the last two innings really coming back to haunt them. Jasiak has to try and settle down. Downstairs, ball two. That one finds the zone, 2-1. For Stevens, that was his first home run of the season. And it provides the insurance that Myrtle Beach was looking for. Three balls and a strike. In tight. And Jasiak lost him, and Garcia will head to first. As Reginald Preciado will be the new batter. Preciado already with a single and RBI to his name today. As he takes a healthy cut for strike one. Oh, and two. Jasiak has a bit of a quarter arm delivery. Not entirely sidearm, but it is approaching it. The 1-2. Fouled up and away. And Preciado will stay alive. Jasiak with that quarter arm slot gives it more run inside to left-handed hitters. The 1-2. Down and away, 2-2. Runner on first, one away. Two runs already on the board in the inning for Myrtle Beach. Popped up left field, Zarate, ranging over in front of the warning track, will make the grab for out number two. As the runner will scamper back to first. Miguel Pavone with two away. Wind blowing out towards center field. It's fouled back to the screen. But the home run by Stevens didn't need any wind to carry out of here. That was a no-doubter right off the bat. Third home run of the series for Myrtle Beach. Two-strike pitch upstairs, leaned him back. 1-2. 1-2 from Jasiak. Everyone on the field made a move toward their respective dugouts, except for the umpire. He wanted to stay put. 2-2. Fastball just missed off the outside edge. Line drive into left field. That'll get down for a base hit. The runner will hold at second. With two away, you don't want to make the final out at third. And so, not getting the call on strike three. Allows Myrtle Beach to continue threatening in the fifth. As top of the order stepping in Parker Chavers. His fourth trip. It's only the fifth inning. Yesterday, the Hillcats, top of the order, had quite a few hits, but didn't feel like they cycled through the order this quickly. A lot of base runners that Lynchburg has had to navigate. Foul tipped into the glove, 1-1. Foul back, strike two, as Chavers trying to bring the runner home from second and keep the inning going and extend that Myrtle Beach lead. As they saw yesterday, Lynchburg can put runs up on the board in a hurry, and they've threatened each of the last two innings. The 1-2. Bit wide, two balls and two strikes. Deuces wild. Two out, two aboard. The 2-2 pitch from Jasiak. Line drive left field, hooking toward the corner. That will bounce off the wall for a base hit. One runner will score. The trailer will be held up at third on a line drive off the wall by Chavers. He stands at second with a double. That makes it a 5-0 ball game. And Myrtle Beach starting to pull away as Tony Arnold wants to go out and have a word with his reliever. I do see some action warming in the Hillcats bullpen. With Jasiak struggling to get through the fifth inning. He came on in replace of Austin Peterson, who went four innings, only allowing the two runs. But Hillcats bats just have not been able to get going. And so any more runs could put this game out of reach if things continue. Only two hits on the day for the Hillcats. All of their other base runners have come via the walk. Christian Franklin with an opportunity to put the tombstone on the inning. And really just deflate any sort of life that Lynchburg has left. He takes inside for ball one. Hillcats gave up five runs yesterday. That was the first time this season they had allowed more than four in a game. Ground ball over towards short. Devers scoops it. Long throw on to first in time. And the inning comes to a close. But not before Myrtle Beach extends their lead to five. A 5-0 lead for the Pelicans as we head to the bottom half of the fifth here in Lynchburg.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hillcats.
New pitcher on the mound for Myrtle Beach. As the day is done for Jack Aldrich. Aldrich, he had to work out of trouble in each of the two innings that he worked. But he was able to keep it a lead for Myrtle Beach. It'll be Brandon Noriega to take over. Aldrich, his line, 1 2/3. No hits, no runs. Three walks and a strikeout as this one drills Felia in the back of the heel. As the hit parade continues. And not the hit parade that you'd like if you're the Hillcats. It's just guys getting hit by balls. Nobody on the team had been hit until today. But here we are. Noriega gives up the leadoff runner. As the top of the order coming up, Furman takes the ball. Noriega, another guy with six pitches in his arsenal. Saw the fastball there. Sinker, slider, cutter, curveball, and changeup. From La Vega, Dominican Republic, 6'2", 170. Making his first appearance of the season. 2-1 to Furman. That one finds the zone. 2-2. Furman reached base in the third via the walk. The 2-2. Big curveball didn't drop into the zone, and the count goes full. Payoff pitch. Line drive into right field. That'll get down for a base knock. Felia around second. He'll head to third. Furman hustling into second. The throw is offline. And a hustle double for Nate Furman has the Hillcats brewing something in the bottom half of the fifth. Another great at-bat for Furman. That's his second extra base hit of the season as Angel Zarate will step in with runners on second and third as Noriega steps off. An opportunity here for the Hillcats to find some life. Crossed up the catcher, and now he wants to go out and have a word. A fastball that wasn't supposed to be a fastball almost took out Pavone. Looked like he was expecting a breaking ball, and when it ran in on him as quickly as it did, he was not ready. And I think it caught the chest protector before it hit anything else, which if you're a catcher, it's probably not what you want. The 0-1 to Zarate. Lifted into right field. Should be deep enough as Encarnacion misplayed it. It's over his head and up against the wall. Zarate around second. He'll be held at third with a triple, but the Hillcats clear the bases, a two-run triple on the misplay by Encarnacion. He never saw that. He came charging in on a ball that ended up landing either up against or off the wall. I couldn't see it because of how he was playing and where I was following it, and I'm cut off from viewing anything above 20 feet because of the sky boxes above me. Zarate knew it as soon as it left his bat. I thought it was deeper when he hit it, but I was following Encarnacion and right, and he just misplayed that. Hillcats cut the deficit with Juan Benjamin stepping in. Zarate with the triple. Gives the Hillcats a shot here. The 0-1. This one lifted into center field. Shavers. Actually, he'll give way to Morel on the infield dirt. Now I'm hesitant to know where to look. One away as Benjamin is retired. That'll bring up Wilfredo Antunez, and another run here could really spark some life back into the Hillcats. The runner at third. Breaking ball finds the zone for a called strike, 0-1. Antunez, 0-1 on the day. Big cut for strike two. 5-2 our score in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Noriega. Pulls the string again, and Antunez well out in front, and there's two away. As Mike Coyedo will ground this one over toward third. Chest high grab by Preciado, scooped on the throw by Stevens. The inning comes to a close. The Hillcats leave a runner stranded at third, but they put two on the board and cut the deficit to three. 5-2. We head to the sixth here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. More baseball in store after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Time to take a look back at how we got to the 5-2 deficit for the Hillcats. As Myrtle Beach struck first in the second, as Encarnacion reached on a single, and then Preciado would score him later in the inning on a single of his own. In the third, Rafael Morel would single, and a few more singles would allow the bases to be loaded, and Stevens would bring him home with the walk. And then Stevens again in the fifth with a two-run home run. Gave them a 5-2 lead. Hillcats would put their two runs on the board in the last inning on the bases-clearing triple by Angel Zarate, which got them right back into the ballgame as Jay Ziak returns to the mound. Fires one outside for ball one. popped up shallow right center field. Antunez calling him off in center. Will make the grab for out number one. As Andy Gariola will be the next to dig in against Jasiak. Jasiak responsible for the three spot in the last frame. This one is lifted down the right field line. Sadui ranging over toward the line makes the grab, two away. So two quick outs for the right-hander as Jefferson Encarnacion will step in. Downstairs, ball one to Encarnacion. A quick inning for Jasiak would really do a lot for the confidence and momentum of the ball club. Putting two runs on the board in the bottom half of the fifth, and then if you can come back and have a 1-2-3 inning, as that will not happen, as Encarnacion ropes one into center field for a two-out base runner. The announcer's jinx in full swing as Felix Stevens already a two-run home run on the afternoon. Will step back in the same situation he found himself in last inning. Ground ball over toward third. Into left field it goes past the glove of Cueto as that was sharply hit into the gap. Runners will advance 90 feet for Ravage Garcia. This is why they tell me not to say anything. I jinxed it. It's almost a quick inning for Jasiak. But instead, now he's got runners on first and second with two away. And Garcia with an opportunity to rebuild that lead. Foul tip in and out of the glove for strike one. Top of the sixth, 5-2 lead for Myrtle Beach. 5 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Pelicans. 2-4-0 for Lynchburg. Big cut and a ball in the zone. Strike two. Garcia's eyes lit up as that slid across. And now timeout is called as there's a catcher in left field. A ball got loose from the bullpen. And he took off into left field. You don't typically see a guy in full catcher's gear chasing after a ball in the outfield. Two-strike pitch. Blew it by him on a high fastball, and Garcia reached for it, and the inning comes to a close. A strikeout for Jasiak ends the frame, and he gets out of the jam as we head to the bottom half of the sixth in a 5-2 ball game. Don't go anywhere. More Hillcats baseball after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
My favorite mid-inning promotion is back. I've been waiting all off-season for the blindfolded fan trying to find the table in front of the team dugout. Everything about it is beautiful. It's what minor league baseball should be. Oh, he ran into the table, almost walked right past it. Without a doubt, one of the most fun promotions that we do at the ballpark. Players love it. They're screaming at the guy. Fans love it. They're getting into it. Zach Fascia will step in. He takes a called strike, going one. Noriega remains on the mound for another inning of work as Fascia thought about offering at it, but able to pull back in time, 1-1. Took a big cut on a pitch down below the zone. 1-2. Hillcats have to start putting some more runs on the board and really just string some hits together. 1-2. Just missed wide. 93 on the gun for Noriega. He swung and missed at a ball that popped in and out of the glove of Pabon. Places the tag on him for out number one. Going to bring up Jose Devers. Devers. 1-2. Singled and then got doubled up at third on a great play by Aldrich. Earlier in the ball game, as he takes upstairs for ball one. Hillcats had the bases loaded and only one out, and a line drive barreled up right back at the pitcher. He snagged it and flipped on to third for the double play. 2-0, that's down in at the toes. And at that point, it really felt like it was that kind of night for the Hillcats. Just couldn't string a hit together. An unfortunate bounce. 2-0, finds the zone, 2-1. Every time they moved into their quasi-shift, the Pelicans found a hole. It's a really frustrating first part of the game, but Angel Zarate gave the Hillcats some life as Devers lines it into right field, and Encarnacion almost misplayed it again, able to knock it down and keep it in front of them. There's so much spin on that. And almost leaped over his glove. So the Hillcats have a one-out base runner for Lexer Sadui. Breaking ball misses wide. One ball and no strikes. Catches the corner, 1-1. Sadui looking for his first hit of the series. Throw over, and it gets past the first baseman as Devers will be able to round second and head to third. A miscommunication in right field as well, as Encarnacion and Stevens both tried to pick it up, and neither one did. So Devers, first to third on the throwing error by Noriega. That's the third time the pitcher has thrown it away in a pickoff move. Two base error gives the Hillcats another runner on third base. Sadui, if he can put the ball in play, the defense is pulled back. They'll trade the out for a run. Big breaking ball above his head, two balls and a strike. The Pelicans don't seem to be too worried about Devers scoring. They'd much rather get the out and sacrifice a run. Up and in again, leaned him back, 3-1. If Sadui reaches, Felea would have an opportunity with runners on the corners. The 3-1. Sadui tried to turn on one, jammed shot into right field. That'll find the seats. And the count goes full. Sadui tried to turn on one and jolted out of here. Well out in front. That never broke across the heart of the plate like he thought. Payoff pitch. Ball four. That was as close as you could get on a nice breaking ball. Sadui laid off bravely. Now Lynchburg has runners at the corners, one away, and Mark Felea at the dish. Picked up his first hit of the season earlier this afternoon. Now has runners at the corners and one away. Down and in, ball one. He was also hit by a pitch in the last inning. Two and oh. Sadui does have two stolen bases on the year. He's tied for the team lead. As it's in the dirt, three balls and no strikes. Nate Furman waits on deck. He doubled and scored in the fifth. Love to have an opportunity with the bases loaded here. 3-0. Taking all the way, called a strike, 3-1. See if they send Sadui to try to avoid the double play. He holds a breaking ball, doesn't find the zone. And the bases are loaded yet again. It's the second time today, and I believe the sixth time in the series that the Hillcats have had the bases loaded, if not more. It's been a situation the Pelicans have become uncomfortably familiar with. Yesterday, it came because the Hillcats were hitting the rubber off the ball. Today, because Lynchburg is just willing to take walks. Speaking of walks, Nate Furman. He's already got a walk today. He takes a strike, 0-1. His on-base percentage continues to improve. Coming in on the day, he's at 600. Breaking ball upstairs, 1-1. The 1-1. Right at the belt, one ball, two strikes. Bases loaded, one away. Another breaking ball that never broke. Two balls and two strikes. If you're Lynchburg and he tries to throw another breaking ball, don't even offer at him. Sit dead right on the fastball. The 2-2. That one broke well off the plate, and Furman, frustrated with himself, goes down on strikes as Angel Zarate will try to keep this inning going and drive home a couple of runners. That was only Furman's second strikeout of the season. Zarate, responsible for the only two runs of the afternoon. He takes a breaking ball in the zone. I gotta stop talking. Every time I say something, the opposite happens. Maybe I should say Zarate's gonna ground out. See if that works. The 0-1. Strike two. Yeah, that's my bad, folks. Zarate will have to protect as Noriega has settled down here in these last two batters. Bases loaded, two away. The 0-2. Check swing, and he went. Once again, Lynchburg leaves them loaded. End of the sixth, and they trail 5-2. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more after this timeout.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
It'll be Yuri Hervacio for the seventh inning as he replaces Jack Jasiak. Jasiak goes two innings, five hits, three runs, all of them earned, one walk, and one strikeout. Hervacio making his second appearance last week. He went an inning, giving up one hit, no runs, two strikeouts, and no walks in his inning of work against Fredericksburg. Hervacio, one of the three left-handed pitchers on the roster. And so we'll see if Myrtle Beach goes with any pinch hitters with a different angle. Hervacio, a returner, spent a lot of time here in Lynchburg. First pitch is fouled away for strike one. Spent the whole year down here. Started off the season very strong. The 0-1 is downstairs. Or not. Rossiato really can't believe it. He looks around for anyone to support his cause. The 0-2. Similar spot, different result. For Hervacio, though, it was the second half of the year that really caused him some problems. The 1-2. In tight. Two balls and two strikes. And I guess it was a little bit too in tight as it plunked him another hit batter. Jordan Smith wanted to get an explanation. Leadoff runner aboard in the top of the seventh for Miguel Pabon. First pitch is fouled back for strike one, but that second half of the year, his ERA jumped. He lost a little bit of his command, and he was thrown into some pressure situations, but just was not as effective and as efficient as he was in the first half. The 0-1 upstairs, one ball and a strike. And that can be said about most of last year's squad. First half, winning the crown, clinching their spot in the postseason. And then the second half, they finished in last in the North Division. The 1-1. Hopped foul. Strike two. Obviously, the Hillcats made the championship series and came short against the River Dogs, who the Pelicans saw in the first round a year ago. The 1-2 is fouled away, and Pavone stays alive. The 1-2 from Hervasio. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Rung him up. Pavone. A bit frustrated as he makes his way back to the dugout. As that slider just caught the back door and found its way in. One away for Parker Chavers. Foul tipped and then sailed into right field as they attempted the bunt and caught him leaning. As the runner will go from first to third on the overthrow by Fascia. As that ball just slipped out of his hands. Two base there. On the catcher, and the infield will be pulled in with only one away. Everybody's heels on the edge of the dirt. The 0-1. Missing in tight. One ball and a strike. Line drive over to first. Leaping grab by Felia. They'll double him up at third, and the inning comes to a close. Hervasio escapes the damage. Momentum Lynchburg. Great play by Felia as he robbed a run away from Myrtle Beach and keeps it a 5-2 ball game. It's time to stretch here in Lynchburg. Hillcats down by three, and we'll be back with more after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Pelicans to ride it out with Noriega for another inning. As Mark Felia with an excellent defensive play to end the bottom, the top half of the sixth. Robbing a runaway from Myrtle Beach. Benjamin Antunez and Coyedo, the 3-2 up for the Hillcats. This trio went 0-for-3 in their last at-bats against Noriega. So they left a runner stranded on third in the fifth. Bases were left stranded in the sixth inning. So we'll see what happens in the bottom of the seventh in a three-run ball game. Up and away, ball one. Inside corner call to strike to Benjamin. 1-1. He's 0-for-3 on the day with two strikeouts. He popped out to shorten his last at-bat. Ground ball over toward third. Past the diving glove of Preciado and into the corner. Benjamin around first. He'll cruise into second with a stand-up leadoff double. So a good start to the inning for Lynchburg as Antunez will step in. As the bats have started to heat up these last few frames. The Hillcats can't be wasting any more outs. As Antunez takes upstairs for ball one. The 1-0, big cut from Antunez, comes up empty. 1-1. Hillcats, the only team. Actually, before I start saying that, I better double check. One of the few teams to not have a home run on the season. Big swing. 1-2, chased a breaking ball. One-two pitch fouled away by Antunez, and he stays alive. Carolina and Columbia also without a home run in the Carolina League. The 1-2, Noriega went up the ladder, and Antunez could not lay off, and there's one away. Coyedo to step in. And Antunez, you can see the frustration in his face as his eyes lit up on a ball well above the belt. First pitch to Coyedo is upstairs for ball one. Five to two lead. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Runner on second. As the runner breaks for third, the throw down. Not in time. Ben Hameen caught him napping. Preciado falls to the dirt. Looks like he's a little shaken up after he collided with the base runner. As he takes a few extra moments. As he was playing well back and nobody was expecting Ben Hameen to take off to third. That's his first stolen base of the season. He's 1-for-2. That was risky. But now just any ball put in play would cut the deficit as the Pelicans pull the infield back. And it's 3-0. Massey awaits on deck. A 3-0. Finds the zone. Coyedo. Started to make a move toward first, but it's 3-1. Line drive right field over the glove of Stevens, and that'll trim the deficit. As Coyedo drives home his second RBI of the season and makes it a two-run ball game. As that'll draw out Buddy Bailey. As Myrtle Beach will turn to the pen once again. We'll step aside. Noriega's day is done as the Hillcats have cut the lead down to two. In the seventh, plenty of more baseball left to go. We'll be back with more after this.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pettway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Yovani Cabrera, the new pitcher for Myrtle Beach, as Brandon Noriega's day is now complete. He leaves, having let Lynchburg creep a little bit closer into the ball game. He goes 2 1/3, 5 hits, 3 runs. They were all earned. 2 walks and 5 strikeouts as Yovani Cabrera will attempt to keep the door shut on Lynchburg in the 7th inning. Only one away as Fascia will step in. Also looking for his first hit of the season. Guayedo at first. He swings at the first pitch, had a 95-mile-an-hour fastball that he tried to turn on, but fouled it back. In the dirt, bounced it in front. Cueto breaks towards second to throw down, and it got him by a mile. As Cueto tried a swim move, he got a late read on the ball, and he is retired for out number 2. He got a late break, and Pabon, with an excellent ability to hop up out of the crouch and fire it down to second. And there's 2 away. 1-1 to Fascia. Outside, 2-1. Cabrera, fastball, curveball, changeup, 6'2", 180, out of the Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent in 2019. Half-hearted swing from Fascia, 2-2. He went 1/3 of an inning, picking up the one out needed to close the frame against Charleston on April the 7th. That's his lone debut. The 2-2. Down below. And the count goes full. Devers waits on deck in the bottom of the 7th. Payoff pitch. Blew it by him on a high fastball, and Fassie is retired to end the frame. But the Hillcats get another run in. It's a 2-run ball game as we head to the 8th. Don't go anywhere. More Hillcats action after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With 2 Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Yuri Hervacio returns to the mound for another inning of work. With Lynchburg down by 2, he's going to try and keep it that way for at least one more inning. But a little bit more pep in their step. Lynchburg fell down 5-0, and things looked bleak. They have rebounded nicely and have scored in two of the last three innings to make it a ball game once again. But a tall task for Hervasio as the middle of the order due up. Franklin, the designated hitter, to get us started. Ground ball off the middle past Furman into center field. That's his first hit of the afternoon as Rafael Morel will step in. He squares around, lays it up the third base line, but trickles foul for strike one. Myrtle Beach trying the classic get him on, get him over, get him in strategy to try and rebuild some of that cushion they had, which was at five, as we mentioned moments ago. The 0-1 popped up, foul, strike two. Two-strike pitch just above the belt, one ball, two strikes. Franklin takes his lead off first, the 1-2. Ground ball, harshly foul. And he stays alive. Morel, 2-for-4. Scored a run in the third. Two-strike pitch. Up and away. Passia saved that from the netting. 2-2. Nobody out here in the top of the eighth. Up and away again, and the count goes full. Morel has worked his way back into the AB. Hervasio only went an inning of work last weekend into a second inning of work here. Payoff pitch. In the zone, strike him out, throw down. Not in time. As now they're going to appeal to the home plate umpire to say interference as the hitter stepped in front of Fascia, and Jordan Smith wants to talk it out as there was a collision at the plate. Smith appears satisfied. Not as satisfied as he's been with other calls as he turns around and has a few more words. Definitely a collision. And it did impact Fascia's motion. Now there's a runner in scoring position with only one away as Gariola cuts and misses for strike one. Strike two. Went reaching for it on a slider well out of the zone. Two-strike pitch. In tight. Didn't get him to chase that one. 1-2. A Cavazio checks second. Two-strike pitch. Just a bit high. 2-2. The insurance run stands at second. One away in the top of the eighth. 5-3 lead for Myrtle Beach. The 2-2. Big cut. Got on the chase again. And there's two away. Jefferson Encarnacion. Will be the batter with two away as the infield will be pulled towards first. Coyedo hovering semi-close to the bag with the runner on second. Slider in there. Strike one. The 0-1. Runner breaks for third. Swung on a miss. Throw down to third. And it squirts away into left field as they will call interference. So it doesn't matter what happens as the runner will score on the throwing error as Fassi has sent it into left field. And there's that insurance run. Six to three lead in favor of Myrtle Beach here in the top half of the eighth inning. Tough break for Gervasio and the Hillcats. He was a strike away from getting out of it unscathed, but a throwing error gives them a run back. Gervasio picks up the strikeout, and the inning comes to a close. Lynchburg trails by three yet again. Six outs to work with, three runs to score. We'll be back with more after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Mi nombre es José Debe, soy infield, estoy escuchando Hillcats.
Lynchburg with some work to do is Giovanni Cabrera on for a longer relief outing. Devers, Sadui, and Felia, the three due up for the Hillcats in this frame. The bottom half of the order. They need three to tie. Two innings to play. First pitch at the knees for a called strike to Devers. One and one. Devers with two base hits on the day. Was left stranded at third in the sixth. Up and in, bent them back, 2-1. We've seen a lot of pitches run inside for both of these squads. Three-hit batters for Lynchburg pitching, two for Myrtle Beach. Ground ball over toward short, charging on Ismael on the run to first, one away. As Lexer Sadui will step in. Still hitless on the day and in the series. in the dirt. Ball one. Bottom of the order due up for Myrtle Beach in the top half of the ninth inning. The 1-0. Down and away. Ball two. And you really felt the air come out of the building. The throwing air last inning that allowed the runner to score on the stolen base. The 2-0. Missing again. Three balls and no strikes. As Cabrera with the long look in, trying to figure out just where that one might have missed. The 3-0. All the way to the backstop as Sadui will take a trot down the line to first. His second walk of the evening. As Mark Filia will get his opportunity now. He's reached base in all three of his plate appearances, but only one registered at-bat, a single in the third. Otherwise, he's been hit and walked. Down and away. 1-0. We'll see if they send Sadui to try and prevent the double play. He holds it wide, ball two, and now Pabon wants to have a word with his reliever as he has lost the strike zone. Six straight balls. The 2-0 from Cabrera. Filia trying to catch him, pumping it in the zone. Two balls and a strike. Once again, chase the high cheese, 2-2. Pitch. Got him looking. And Filia goes down with the bat on his shoulder as Furman, the last hope in the eighth. First pitch ran in tight for ball one. Furman, one for three, doubled and scored in the fifth. Upstairs, ball two. Cabrera struggling to throw strikes, and so I was kind of surprised at how Filia offered to help him out. Even after the mound visit. The 2-0. Down at the corners, 2-1. Up and away, ball three. Furman, you can see it as he digs into the box, kind of leans back as he gets settled in, waiting for the pitcher to come set. Almost like he's stretching out his lower back. The 3-1. Ground ball, high chopper foul, and the count goes full. Runner on first, two away, three-run deficit for Lynchburg in the bottom half of the eighth. Payoff pitch, runner will be off. Got him. Furman can't believe it. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cabrera. And the eighth inning comes and goes without a punch. We head to round number nine. 6-3 lead for Myrtle Beach as they try to put it to rest. And three more outs to work with for both squads. Don't go anywhere. More baseball when we return after this.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium April 25th through the 30th for a rematch of last year's Carolina League semifinal against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Friday will be Bark at the Park and Dollar Dog Night. Starting Saturday, the Hillcats will turn into the Lemonadas as we celebrate our first Copa weekend honoring Hispanic heritage. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling the box office at 434-528-1144.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Yuri Hervacio has wrapped up his outing. Two innings, one hit, one run. It was not earned. No walks and four strikeouts. As Renny Artiles will take to the mound to try and keep it a three-run deficit here in the ninth. He'll face Stevens, Garcia, and Preciado. Artiles has struggled with his command at times. Heavily last year, to the point where he ended up having to go back to Arizona to try and work on it. This year, his first outing was not the best. Though you can't completely fault him. Some unfortunate breaks resulted in the walk-off for Fredericksburg. Down and away, ball two. Leaned him back, ball three. Artiles went two-thirds of an inning, two hits, two runs. One of them was earned, one walk, and no strikeouts. As he suffered the loss, big cut on a 3-0 pitch in the dirt. And Stevens helping out Artiles, 3-1. Strike two. 93 on the gun. Payoff pitch. Jam shot first base side. Felia ranging over in foul ground. Makes the grab for out number one. That's a big first out for Artiles. As Ravaj Garcia will step in. Fouled away. 0-1. Wow. Stevens really helped out Artiles when he swung at a ball in the dirt. Ever since then, Artiles has been pounding the zone. Jam shot over the head of the third baseman and into left field. A good inside-out swing by Garcia. Now, there's one aboard with one away. In the top of the ninth, Reginald Preciado. We'll step in. He's already got one base hit and RBI in the evening. As he grounds this one over towards second. Furman on to short for one, on to first. Yes, sir! The umpire decided no. everyone in the ballpark was certain. Props to Preciado for hustling down the line. But the infield umpire determined that he had earned the right to stand on first. Pabon to step in. Runner breaks for a second, and Fascia will just eat it. Now a runner in scoring position. Two away. Ground ball off of Artiles over towards short. Charging on it is Devers on the run. Not in time again. I'll tell you what. Travis Brewer not making any friends here in Lynchburg. As Frank Sammons will go out and check on Artiles, who took it right off of the thigh. A hard grounder up the middle. You know, Artiles ran into the same situation the last time he was out. He slipped off the mound and had to get checked on. As they're going to ask for a couple of pitches to see if he can find some comfort in his left leg. That came back on him quick. I thought Devers made the play again. Yesterday he had an excellent defensive play. Today, almost a second. Artiles taking a couple throws to see if he's loose. And Sammons gives him the all clear. He's going to have an unfortunate situation with runners at the corners. And no fault of his own. Because he forced two ground balls. One just happened to be an unfulfilled double play, and the other just happened to hit him in the thigh. Top of the order, stepping in Chavers. Up and away, ball one. And both plays at first were kind of toss-ups. 1-0. Skied into left field, Zarate ranging over. Back toward the scoreboard will make the grab in front of the warning track, and Artiles gets out of it. So a good inning of work from Artiles as he walks off with a smile on his face, and we head to the bottom half of the ninth. 3 outs to work with in Lynchburg when we return right after this.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first. For 140 years, the Lynchburg Fire Department has been serving and protecting our local community. On Saturday, April 15th, the Lynchburg Hillcats want to give back and celebrate the fire department's 140-year anniversary. Join us at 6:30 p.m. as the Hillcats take on Myrtle Beach to celebrate 140 years of saving lives. Come show your support and gratitude to our local heroes by purchasing your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Hey.
Zarate, Benjamin, and Antunez, the three do up for Lynchburg in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Down by three, and Giovanni Cabrera remaining on the mound for another inning of work. Hillcats need three to tie, four to win. A lot of work left to do. They're able to work out of a jam in the top half of the inning as Zarate takes a called strike for 0-1. Just a bit wide, one ball and a strike. It's been an entertaining game so far. Myrtle Beach jumped out to the five-run lead. Lynchburg clawed their way back. And Pelicans picked up some insurance later on. That's led us to this point in the ninth. The 1-2 pitch to Zarate. Down and away, 2-2. Cabrera fires. Above the belt, full count. Cabrera struggled with his command last inning. He's thrown 29 pitches, 13 of them for strikes. Payoff pitch to Zarate. Up and away, ball four. You can't score three if you can't get a runner aboard. You got to start somewhere. Juan Benjamin will step in. He grounds one over toward third. High chopper on to second for one. Back to first. And they'll call him safe as Benjamin hustled down the line to break up the double play. I think this crowd would have erupted if they had called him out on that one, considering what happened in the top half of the inning. Wilfredo Antunez will step in. He takes down low for ball one. Antunez looking for his first hit of the afternoon. Pitch is in the zone as Benjamin will swipe his second bag of the day without a throw. 1-1. They're not worried about Benjamin. They're worried about getting three outs. The 1-1, 92, couldn't catch up to it, 1-2. Two-strike pitch. Got him again. No throw down to third as Benjamin with three stolen bases on the day. And now Lynchburg is down to their final out. And Mike Coyedo will try to keep the game alive. Tying run has been in the hole since the first batter of the inning. Or on deck, excuse me. The first pitch finds the zone for a called strike, 0-1. Cabrera comes set, now fires. Well outside, 1-1. Runner on third, two away, 6-3 lead for Myrtle Beach. The 1-1. Fouled back by Coyedo. And Lynchburg is down to their final strike. back in from Cabrera. The 1-2. Popped up. Third base. Out of play. Goyedo stays alive. Lives to see another day. Benjamin stands at third after two stolen bases in the inning. The 1-2. Fouled away again. And Cueto continues to battle on his last breath. Cabrera trying to end it here. At the belt, the 1-2. Downstairs, 2-2. Cueto risked it there. The 2-2 pitch. Ball three. New batter in the on-deck circle, Guy Lipscomb, as Fassia was slated to hit. They're going to let Lipscomb have a go if Cueto can get aboard. The payoff pitch, ground ball, chopper, foul. Jan Rivera will take it himself. Once again, the 3-2 from Cabrera. Upstairs. Cabrera thought he got the save. And now the tying run is at the dish. Guy Lipscomb serves as the tying runner. As Myrtle Beach will want to talk things over on the mound, understanding that the game is not over. And after a couple close pitches where you thought you had strike three and a long at bat, this is where a team could pounce and try and steal a couple, and all of a sudden the inning continues and it's a whole new ball game, even with two outs. Last year, though, Lipscomb, only four home runs, so not a real power threat. Those four came with Belmont. So he'd have to jolt one if he wants to tie things up. Hillcats will just keep the line moving if they can. Wind blowing out towards center field. The first pitch is downstairs, ball one. Lipscomb, highest batting average on the team at .500, an OPS of 14-17. Still early, but that's pretty impressive. 2-0. Runners at the corners, two away. And now there's an arm getting loose in a hurry for the Pelicans. The last thing they want to do is go to their bullpen yet again after using five pitchers yesterday. They don't want to use five again today. Lipscomb will probably be taking all the way on the 3-0. That is ball four. And now Myrtle Beach will go back to the bullpen as Cabrera, they may have just left him out there a little bit too long. As Buddy Bailey will once again call to the pen, but this time with two outs in the ninth inning. 6-3 lead for Myrtle Beach. We're not done. We'll be back with more after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV.
With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
Angel Gonzalez on the mound for the second night in a row. One inning yesterday. Gave up a hit, two strikeouts. They're going to rely on him to just pick up one. Now, it's not often you see a guy go on back-to-back nights in minor league baseball. I don't remember it happening at all in any of the games I was at last season. But Gonzalez being tasked upon here to slam the door shut in a bases-loaded situation. It's Jose Devers due up. Tying run is at first. Devers represents the winning run. Only one home run in his young career so far. Bases loaded, two outs. Three-run lead for Myrtle Beach. As Lynchburg tries to climb their way back in on their last breath. First pitch. Up and in. Ball one. The 1-0. Spun him out of the way again. Devers looks at the dugout and says, should I just stand there and take it? Nowhere to put him, the 2-0. Big cut, 95, 2-1. With Lipscomb over at first, a ball in the gap could tie it. He's got a lot of speed. The 2-1. And tied again, ball three. Jordan Smith described him as a wild horse. And he's 270 feet away. 3-1. Popped up, back behind the dish, and the count goes full. Final strike. Bases loaded, two away. The 3-2 pitch from Angel Gonzalez. Here it comes. Ball four. We play on. Ben Hameen comes home. Antunez at third. Lipscomb at second. And Devers at first. As the winning run is now aboard for Lexer Sadui. But the key run is on second. That extends the ball game as a strike has been called as Sadui took too long. And now Jordan Smith wants to have a word. And so the Hillcats will be one strike closer to not being able to climb back downstairs, 1-1. .96 from Gonzalez. The 1-1. Sadui had a healthy cut a little bit underneath it. 1-2. Sadui walked in each of his last two trips. Down to their final strike yet again. Two-strike pitch from Gonzalez. Up and away, two balls and two strikes. Tying run at second, winning run at first. Here in the bottom half of the ninth inning between the Pelicans and the Hillcats. The 2-2. Ooh. Bold take from Sadui as the 97-mile-an-hour fastball just missed the corner. The payoff pitch, yet again. Fouled back, had another good rip. Runners will be off. Gonzalez didn't create the situation, but he's responsible for cleaning it up. Once again, the 3-2. Foul tipped into the glove, ball game over. What an at-bat. Gonzalez went right after him. And the Pelicans walk away with a 6-4 victory. As we'll be back to recap it all right after this timeout.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando al Lynchburg Hillcat Baseball.
Hillcats fall to 2-3. Myrtle Beach back to .500 at 2-2 as they steal one from Lynchburg 6-4 on Wednesday evening here in the Hill City. Myrtle Beach jumped out to the 5-run lead in the first half of the ball game, and then after that, Lynchburg tried crawling their way back into it. Got as close as two. Then in the ninth, had the bases loaded, tying run on second with two away. And the winning run at first. And a big strikeout from Angel Gonzalez, who pitched two nights in a row. Shuts the door and ends the hope for the Hillcats comeback. 6 runs, 14 hits, 1 error for Myrtle Beach. 4-7-1 for the Hillcats. They'll be back in action tomorrow night at 6:30. You get all the action on MLB.TV, MILB.TV, the free Bally Live app, or Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. If you want to come out to the ballpark, it's Thirsty Thursday. Should be another gorgeous night. 82 degrees is what I saw earlier. So you can come get some discounted alcohol and enjoy yourself a fun baseball game here at Bank of the James Stadium. First pitch at 6:30. And get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Once again, your final score here this evening, Myrtle Beach 6, Lynchburg 4. We'll be back tomorrow night for Game 3 of the series. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.